Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Matis Masei, that is Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Tes. Now we're going to be learning about the laws of the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge. Now the basic idea is that if one kills his fellow unintentionally, then he's allowed to run to an Ir Miklat, and then he's going to be safe. If the Goel Hadam, the Avenger of Blood, which is the close relative of the one murdered, gets to him before he reaches an Ir Miklat, so the Goel Hadam is allowed to kill him, and if this unintentional murderer leaves the Ir Miklat, also the Goel Hadam is allowed to kill him. But as long as he's in the Ir Miklat, he's safe. And the pasuk tells us, "Vaydaber Shalom Mishalemer." Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, v'amar to'alem, and tell them, ki atem oivrim esayardin aratz ha'Kanan, when you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, v'krisim lechem arim, and you shall designate for yourselves cities, arim miklat tiyan lechem, these shall be cities of refuge for you. V'nos shamar etzeach, and a murderer can run there, makin nefesh b'shkaga, someone who struck another person unintentionally. V'hayu lechem ha'arim lemiklat migayel, and these cities shall be for you as refuge from the gayel. V'lo yamasar etzeach, and the murderer shall not die ad amde lefneo ed lemishpat, until he stands in front of the assembly for judgment." Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis, Migayel, Mipnei Gayel Hadam, because of the Avenger of Blood, Shu Karv Lenirtzach, he's a relative of the one that was killed. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'ha'arim Asher Titenu, and the cities that you shall place, Sheish Arim Miklat Tiyanu Lechem, there shall be six cities of refuge for you. Eis Shloish Ha'arim Titnu Me'er LeYarden, three cities you shall apportion on one side of the Yarden, Ve'eis Shloish Ha'arim Titnu Be'eretz Canaan, and the other three cities shall be in the land of Canaan, Arim Miklat Tiyanu, they shall be cities of refuge. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yudalid, Eis Shloish Ha'arim, Afal Pishab Eretz Canaan Tisha Shvatim, even though in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael, there's actually nine Shvatim that live there, Vekan in El Shnaim Vechetzi, and on the other side of the Jordan, there's only 2.5 Shvatim. Hishva Minyan Ari Miklat Shalhem, they had the same amount of Ari Miklat, three in Eretz Yisrael, three outside. Why is that? Mishum de Begilad Nefishe Reitzchem, that's because in Gilad, there were many murderers there. The Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk, Gilad Kiras Pile Oven Akuba Midam, so therefore, they needed many Ari Miklat. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Tazvav, Libnei Yisrael Vlagir Vlatosha Besechem, to the Bnei Yisrael, and the Ger and the Toshev among you, Tieno Shesha Armo Il Miklat, these six cities should be full refuge. Lanus Shama, to flee to there, call Makin Efesh Bishkago, anyone who strikes someone unintentionally. Vimbichli Barzaliko, if he struck him with an iron implement, Vayamais and he died, Ritzeachu, he's a murderer, Mois Yumas Haritzeach, the murderer shall definitely be killed. Vimbe Evin Yad, Asher Yamas Bahi Kahu, Vayamais, and if he struck him with a stone the size of a hand that could kill someone, and he actually killed this person, Ritzeachu, he's a murderer, Mois Yumas Haritzeach, the Ritzeach shall definitely be killed. Ibichli Eitzyad, Asher Yamas Bahi Kahu, Vayamais, or if he struck him with a hand-sized wooden tool and he died, Ritzeachu, he's a murderer. Mois Yumas Haritzeach, this Ritzeach shall definitely be killed. Goel Hadam, who Yamas Haritzeach? The Goel Hadam, he's allowed to kill his murderer. Befigai Bai Hui Misenu, when he encounters him, he's allowed to kill him. Vimbesino Yadafenu, if he pushed him out of hatred, Ihishlach Olav Bitzdiya Vayamais, or he threw something upon him in ambush and he killed him, Ibeva Yiko Biyada Vayamais, or if he struck him with his hand out of hatred and he died, Mois Yumas Hamaka Ritzeachu, the striker, the murderer, shall be killed. He is a murderer. Gael Hadam Yamas Sartzech Befigai Bai. The Gael Hadam, he can kill the murderer when he encounters him. Vimbefasa Balei Eva Adafai. However, if with suddenness, without any hatred, he pushed him, Ahishlech Olav Kol Kli Bleitzdiya, or he threw something upon him without ambushing him, it was an accident, it was a shaygig, it was unintentional, Aybachal Evan Asher Yamasba, or with a stone that he could be killed with, Balei Rais, without seeing, Vayapel Olav Yamas, and he threw it upon him and he died, Vahuloi Ayavlai, and he was not his enemy, Vlem Vakash Rasai, and he didn't seek his harm, v'shaftu ha'eda, and the assembly shall judge bein hamake, in between the striker ubein gael adam and the gael adam, al mishpatam ha'ele, according to these laws. V'itzilu ha'eda saritzeach miad gael adam, and the assembly shall save the murderer from the hand of the gael adam, v'shivu oiso ha'eda, and the eda shall return him el ir miklat asher nas shama, to his ir miklat, that which he fled there, v'yashav v'ad mois kohen ha'gadol, and he shall dwell there until the death of the kohen gadol, asher mashach oiso b'shaman ha'kodesh, whom was anointed with the holy oil. V'myatza yotzei ha'ritzeach. However, if the Ritzeach leaves as Gvul Ir Miklatai, the boundaries of his Ir Miklat, Asher Yonis Shama, that which he fled there, Umatza Isai Gael Adam, and the Gael Adam finds him in Michutz the Gvul Ir Miklatai, outside of the border of his Ir Miklat, V'ratzach Gael Adam is Haritzeach, and the Gael Adam can kill this Ritzeach, Ein Loidam, he has no blood. Rashi explains that means he's considered like a dead man walking, and the Gael Adam is not chai for killing him at all. Ki Be'ir Miklatai Yeshiv, continues the Pasuk, for he must dwell in his Ir Miklat, and Mois HaKoyen HaGadol, until the Koyen Gadol dies, V'achrei Mois HaKoyen HaGadol, after the Kohen Gadol dies, Yoshev Haritzeach al Eretz Achuzasoi, the murderer can go back to the land of his inheritance. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Why is it that he has to dwell in the Ir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies? Rashi says, "An Moshe Kohen Gadol, Shehu Bal Hashri Shechina B'Yisrael, Ulaharchimem." The Kohen Gadol is there in order to bring Hashem Shechina into into Klal Yisrael and to elongate everybody's life. And this murderer, he comes to remove the Shechina from Klal Yisrael and to shorten people's lives. It's not fitting, it's not right that he should be in front of the Kohen Gadol. He should stay away from the Kohen Gadol as long as he's alive. Another way of understanding this is since the Kohen Gadol should have davened that such a happening doesn't happen while he's alive, so the Kohen Gadol is responsible in some way for this person being killed, and that's why when he dies, the Ratzach is allowed to go free. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, and the following shall be for you, a decree of justice for all your generations, in all of your dwelling places. Anyone who strikes a person, he kills someone. Only based off the testimony of witnesses, we are allowed to kill the murderer. However, one witness may not testify against someone when it comes to the death penalty. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. We want to kill this person because he killed someone else. He's only allowed to be killed based off the testimony of witnesses, that they give testimony, that he killed intentionally and he was warned before he killed. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. You are not allowed to take atonement money for the murdering soul, for he is wicked, worthy of death, for he shall surely be killed. Meaning, a person who killed someone else can't just pay his way out of it. That's what kaifer is, atonement money. And also, we're also not allowed to take money from someone who fled to an ir miklat, to allow him to return to his land until the kayin dies. Meaning, someone who killed unintentionally, he went to an ir miklat, we're not allowed to take money from him to allow him out of the ir miklat. He has to stay there until the kayin kadal dies. The pasuk says, you shall not bring guilt upon the land that you are in it, because blood will bring guilt upon the land, and the land will not have atonement for the blood that was spilled on it, except through the blood of the one that spilled it. And you shall not make the land upon which you dwell impure, in whose midst I dwell, for I am Hashem who dwells in the midst of the Bnei Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. So you don't make me dwell in Tuma. Don't make the land impure because I don't want to have to dwell in Tuma, says Hashem. Ki ani Hashem sheichem b'seichah b'nei Yisrael, af izman shem tmeim. Even when Klal Yisrael is impure, Shechina b'neim, the Shechina is still among them. That's why Hashem says, do not make the land impure, don't make yourselves impure, because either which way I'm going to be among you, and I do not want to have to dwell among you in a state of impurity. And now let's go back to Chumash, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph. And the Chumash tells us, Veikavu Rashi Avos L'mishpachas b'nei Gilad ben Machir ben Menashe, Mimishpachas b'nei Yosef, and the heads of the fathers' houses, of the families of Gilad ben Machir ben Menashe, to the families of b'nei Yosef, they approached, Vaydabru l'fnei Moshe l'fnei Hanisim, Rashi Avos l'b'nei Yisrael, and they spoke in front of Moshe and in front of the Nisim, the heads of the fathers of Bnei Yisrael. And they said, Es Adoni Tziva Hashem, Hashem commanded my master, Lases Es Arts Benachla Begarl of Bnei Yisrael, to give the land as inheritance by lot to the Bnei Yisrael, Vadeni Tziva Hashem, and my master was commanded by Hashem, Lases Es Nachlas Tzlafchad Achinu Lebnoisav, to give the portion of Tzlafchad, our brother, to his daughters. Remember, we had learned that the daughters of Tzlafchad, since they didn't have any brothers, they were able to get their father's portion. Now listen to the point that the cousins of the daughters of Tzlafchad brought up, and it's a very valid point. And they're going to marry one of the sons of the other Shvatim. And now our portion is going to be subtracted from the portion of our father. And it's going to be added on to the portion of the Shevet that they married into. And from the lot of our portion, it's going to be subtracted. And if there's going to be a Yovel year to the Bnei Yisrael, and their inheritance is going to be added on to the Shevet that they married into, and from the portion of the Shevet of our father is going to be subtracted in Nachla. So in essence, they were raising the following issue. Bnei Slavchad got the inheritance of their father, however, they're going to marry into a different Shevet, and then their husbands and their children, who are now from a different Shevet, because we follow the father and not the mother, they're going to end up taking the portion of Shevet Menashe. And we know the portion of every single Shevet is supposed to stay within their Shevet, and it's not given to another Shevet. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet. They had said, V'im yeah Yovel, if the Yovel comes around. Mikanoi Rabbi Huda Omer, from here Rabbi Huda said, Asad Yovel Shivsuk, Yovel eventually will not be relevant anymore after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We do not follow Yovel. V'im yeah Yovel, Klamer to say, Ein zum mechir shechazeres b'Yovel. This is not considered like a sale that goes back to the original owner at Yovel. Shai Yerusha Ein chazeres. If it's a Yerusha, it's an inheritance, it does not go back. Vafilu im yeah Yovel, even if Yovel comes along, they said, Loi tachzor nachlo shiftoi, this nachlo is not not going to go back to its shevet. And it's going to turn out that now this nachla has been added on to this new shevet that they married into. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Hey. Moshe commanded the Bnei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Lemor, by the word of Hashem saying, Kein Mate Bnei Yosef Divrim, the tribe of Bnei Yosef is speaking truthfully. Zeh HaDavar Shartziva Hashem, this is the matter that Hashem commanded, Libnei Tzlavchad Lemor, to the daughters of Tzlavchad, saying, Latoiv Beinehem Tiyenu L'Nashem, to whomever is good in your eyes, you can get married to. Achlam Shpachas Mate Avim Tiyenu L'Nashem, you are only allowed to marry someone from your Shevet. V'loi Tisov Nachal of Bnei Yisrael, Mimate Al Mate, and the Nachal of the Bnei Yisrael shall not be redirected from one Shevet to another. Ki Ish Benachlas Mate Avoisav, because each man to the Nachla of his Shevet of his fathers, Yidbeku Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael shall cling. V'chol Basi Reshes Nachla Mates Bnei Yisrael. And any daughter that inherits the Nachla from a Shevet Bnei Yisrael, Le'echad Mishpachas Mate Avia Tiel Isha, she's only allowed to marry someone from the Shevet of her father, Leman Yershu Bnei Yisrael Ish Nachlas Avoisav, so that the Bnei Yisrael can inherit each person the Nachla of his father. V'loisis of Nachla Mimate Lamate Acher, and the portion shall not be redirected from one Shevet to another. Ki Ish Benachla, because each man to his portion, Yidbeku Mates Bnei Yisrael, the Shvatim Bnei Yisrael shall cling. So we just learned that the halacha is that if a man dies and he only has daughters, his daughters inherit him. However, they are not allowed to marry anyone from any other Shevet. They must stick within their Shevet so that their Shevet can keep that portion. And Pasuk Yud tells us, Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe, Kein Asu Bnei Tzlavchad, that is what the daughters of Tzlavchad did. Vatiyeno Machla Sirtz of Achaglu Milka Vinaya Bnei Tzlavchad, and all the daughters of Tzlavchad were, Libnei Doidehen Lenashim, they married the sons of their uncles as wives. L'mimishpachas b'nei Menashe ben Yosef hayu l'nashim. They married into the family of the sons of Menashe ben Yosef. V'tehi nachlason al mate mishpachas avien, and their nachla stayed with the tribe of their father's families. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The way that the Chumash lists them is machla sirtza chagla milka naya. That's the order. Now Rashi tells us kan minon l'figidulason zumizu b'shanim. Over here, the Pasuk lists them in order of age. V'nisu kaseir toldayson, and they got married in order of their age. The oldest, next, and then all the way till the youngest. However, throughout the rest of Chumash, they're listed according to their wisdom. This teaches that they were all equal to one another. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, the last Pasuk in all of Sefer Bamidbar, these are the commandments and the ordinances that Hashem commanded through Moshe to the Bnei Yisrael, Ba'arvos Moav, in the plains of Moav, Al Yarden Yerichai, on the bank of the Jordan, opposite Yerichai, Chazak, Chazak, v'nischazek. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.